All right, today's lunch for the Nitzel Chaim Luzim Shemshaya Moshe Nil Rivka Bas Moshe Israel Sir Manachem Rav Moshe Rizkus from Shalom Achaya Moshe Mamalka and Bracha Batzon Sir Malka Matiyitzka Pegaldino and Rizkus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we start. We're holding over here by a new simon, Simon Reish Tzadik. Okay, B'Shabbos Yashlamei Brachas B'Peres. On Shabbos, we should finish 100 brachas on Shabbos. Now this goes back that we learned. Back in Siman Memvav a couple of years ago, that on every day we should do 100 brachas. We darshan in the pasuk, Ma Hashem lekecha shalom imcha. What is Hashem asking of you? And we said Meya. The Sfarim write that this is going back all the way down to the time Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was masakin this, that we should do 100 brachas a day. Then it was forgotten. David HaMelech came along, and there was 100 people dying a day in a magefa. And he said we should go back to doing the 100 brachas and after this. So the Mechaber tells us back in the first chelik that we should do 100 brachas a day. Says the Mechaber over here, Yarbe beperis umagadim umine reyach, that on Shabbos we should eat some extra fruit and we should eat some, we should do, makes mezainis, we should have barimina besamim. Why? Kedei lahashlam mei brachas. So this way on Shabbos too, we can get to the mei brachas. So we'll go through the cheshbon in a moment, what the problem is on Shabbos. Says Ramav and Ragel Beshinas Sarayim, Al Yevat Leno, a person's used to sleeping on Shabbos, Yannick who like a separate point. So let's just cover very quickly outside, and this way we'll be able to get through it. On a regular day, okay, we have four brachas of Meir of Birchas Kriya Shema 19 brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, one of Hamapple. In the morning, we have a Netilas Yadayim HaShiyatza, 15 brachas, three Birchas HaTorah. We put on tzitzis, we say put on tefillin. If it's Ashkenaz, we make two brachas on tefillin. If you're on, if you're Svarad, you make one bracha. So it's either two and one. Okay, Baruch Shama, Yishtabach is another two. Kriyash Birchas Kriyashma Shachris is another three. I'm not remembering this by heart. I actually made notes beforehand. Shmoneh Esrei by Shacharis is 19. Mincha is another 19. So right there, if you add it up, depending if you're a Sfaradi, you had 89 brachas. If you're an Ashkenazi, you had 90 brachas. So to hit 100 brachas on a regular day, you didn't eat yet. You eat anything. You go to the bathroom a couple of times. Whether even if you don't wash during a week, it's not really a big deal to hit 100. Remember, you're starting off essentially. If you daven three times a day, you started with 90. Now, comes Shabbos. We have a problem. Shabbos, we lose 36 brachas from the Shmoneh Esrei because each 19 became seven. So you lost 36 brachas. We gained seven of Musaf, but we also lost two of Tefillin. So the 90 became 59. Okay. Now, however, we have a couple extra things on Shabbos. We have Kiddush Friday night and Shabbos day. That's three brachas, right? Friday night is two, Shabbos day is one. Hamotzi. Okay, we have three if we eat shalshut, which we'll get to shortly. So hamotzi is another three brachas. Birchas hamazon Friday night, Shabbos morning is eight. Questionable. Do we count the birchas hamazon of shalshutis if we are at 73 before the birchas hamazon of shalshutis and 77 if you do count the birchas hamazon of shalshutis? But that's questionable. You can count it. We'll see these other problems as well. So now, so right over there, basically on a Shabbos, we're at 73. Now, the problem is it could get a little bit worse than that. As we'll see, there's a Shaila. If I make early Shabbos, do I get to count Ma'ariv? Do I, because the counting of 100 brachas starts on a regular weekday from at night until the next night. Now, generally, most of us, if you're not in Plag HaMincha, you have to make up those brachas, but you're doing a Plag HaMincha Ma'ariv. But generally, most of us have a Ma'ariv at night. Okay, so. Therefore, the Chesed we have, but if we make early Shabbos on Friday, potentially you lose on Shabbos another 11 brachas. Okay, so you're either at 73, or you are 73 minus 11, which would be 62. Now, what? How do we do? So that's a big gap already on Shabbos. So the Mechaber tells us we should make it up with eating some fruit in the afternoon, eating, other times that we count the times we go to the bathroom, make a barimina besamim on Shabbos for something, smell something. So that's how you can make something. You still don't really make up all those brachas. You can make up some of them, but you really don't make all those brachas. So if you have a coffee in the morning, so that's two brachas. You have a snack in the afternoon, that's at least another two brachas. You go to the bathroom two or three times throughout Shabbos, it's another three or four brachas. You're still short. So Kiddush, if we make Kiddush and Shul, you have another three brachas, because you have either two or three, yeah, at least three, because you make Kiddush, and then you have the something that you eat, you have to eat a mezainis, and then you have to make a bracha achrayinus. That will be another three. The other option, and this is where it rounds out, and that makes it possible, and this is a question amongst the Paiskim, we've mentioned this previously, can you be yoitza with the aliyas and the birchas haftira that the people who have aliyas are making? Now, if you say you can, then it only works if you have in mind that you listen. First, you have to listen to the brachas, and you have to have in mind that you want to be yoitza the bracha, and therefore it should count towards your 100. So if you do that, then from the aliyas, shachar, samincha, you have 11 aliyas, so that would be 22 brachas, and another four of the haftira. So between kiddush and shul, the aliyas, and after you have another 29. So now you were 73 plus 29, you're back in the game. So that just balpeh, that is really the cheshbon. I'm happy to share the exact numbers if anybody wants. So now let's go to the Mishabur over here. Yavir b'peir, zigam b'leil Shabbos, koydish toif sheyashem b'meir brachas, that you should include the Friday night. He's saying over here that you should make sure to be mashlim the brachas, including with Friday night, which is how we learned it. So it starts from Friday night. Minyan mea brachas, ki b'chol yom yivarach ad mea brachas. Every person, every day, should be making 100 brachas. U'kadis alel v'sivim mem vav, siv gimel, as we brought down in sivim mem vav. Ayin shom v'shabru, v'atah sh'nechz le'kava brachas. Now in Shabbos, that you miss out on a number of brachas, we went through the whole cheshvan. Shevet tefillah Shabbos yesh rak sheva brachas. On each tefillah, there's only 7 instead of 19. Okay, nishtadu lashlim, you should still be nishtadu lashlima. Now, there's a question over here. If you not going to make it, should you try to get as close as possible? Or, no, you're not going to make it, so who cares, right? So it's not going to help. And many of the Paiskim hold that even if you're not going to make it, you should still attempt to get as close as possible. Second of all, if you're being soimach on relying on being yaitza with aliyas and the other things, that also is only b'diyev, and not everyone agrees. So you should definitely try to get as many that you make on your own, even if you're going to have to come onto that ultimately to complete it. All right. Then so that's the sugya of the brachas. Hopefully we covered it. Now, the Rama said that somebody who generally sleeps Shabbos on a regular day in the afternoon should not be mevatlet. He should do it on Shabbos. Don't sleep the whole afternoon. He shouldn't come to have bitul Torah. Even the Talmid Chachamim who learn a whole week, so the Kollel guy who's in 18 hours a day sitting in the Bais Medrash, said mitzvah she's angu b'yosuk the Kamen Bagos. We'll see shortly in the Agah that the ikar chiyuv of limud Torah. Although everybody has a chiyuv of limud Torah, the ikar of Shabbos is the limud Torah for the people who have to work all week, who don't get to learn the entire day, the whole week. Ein aperish yichal sheyivalu kol hayom b'tanugim. That doesn't mean that the Talmid Chachamim, who he is entitled, or his Ikar of Shabbos is Einig, our Ikar of Shabbos, we're working, our Ikar of Shabbos is Torah. That doesn't mean that the Talmud Chacham should just go and party the whole day. He's allowed to go. Regular person has X amount of Einig Shabbos. The Talmud Chacham can go a little bit more than that, but he still can't overdo it. He still has an Isser of Bittul Torah. Kosa Asar B'Shem Azoyah. Shemitzah Al Adam L'Chadish Chedusha Torah B'Shabbos. The mitzvah for a person to be mechadish chidusha Torah on Shabbos, umish ain't about hachil chadish. We're not capable of being mechadish Torah. Yilmid dvarim shaloi lamed adhen. You should at least try to learn something that you haven't learned previously. So I just want to read over here before we go to the rest of it. I'm going to read here from the notes because he brings it down here. Very nice. We go to the miles limit of Torah on Shabbos, the godless of learning Torah on Shabbos. Who's but Sefer Lev Elio brings down for Sefer Lev Elio. Sheshama mechavetz chayim. Shekaven sheshkula Shabbos keneged kol Torah kula. We know Shabbos is keneged the kol Torah kula, right? If somebody is koifer in Shabbos, he's koifer in kol Torah kula. If you keep Shabbos, you're masking the kol Torah kula. Lechein kol mitzvah she'osu b'Shabbos. Shovel a tarig mitzvah. Anytime you do a mitzvah on Shabbos, it's the equivalent of the tarig mitzvahs. Ulufi agra, shekol ois. Shel divrei Torah yesh ba mitzvah. He says every the Gra says that every letter of Torah that we learned is a mitzvah. Imkay therefore kashel loim them b'Shabbos. When you learn on Shabbos, we take whatever you know. You do the daf, you do the amidyami, whatever you do, but you do a little bit with the extra stuff that you do on Shabbos. Kol oish shava sheish meis v'shloish asher mitzvahs limud haTorah. It's equivalent of getting 613 mitzvahs of limud haTorah. You can't even imagine the ribu of mitzvahs you're getting from that learning on Shabbos. Learning Torah on Shabbos is, according to the Rabbeinu Chai, that Al Pi Kabbalah, it's worth 1,000 times the learning during the week. So that's just the inyan of learning Torah on Shabbos. As he says, we should try on Shabbos to at least take out a sefer. It can be in English, it can be in Lashon Kodesh, it can be in any language. Take out a sefer, learn something that we haven't learned previously on Shabbos. Ki oinik, right? So the Rama said that the sleeping is an oinik. Of course, you have to be very careful. You're not supposed to say on Shabbos, let me go take a nap. So this way, I'm going to go be able to. I have to go to work Matzah Shabbos, or I want to go out Matzah Shabbos. So let me make sure that I should take a nap. So this way, I should be able to do something on Matzah Shabbos. The shtickle, first of all, it's a bezayim for the Shabbos. The shtickle hachana. You're saying my sleeping on Shabbos is for Shabbos. Shemar b'zeh shenoch v'yoshem v'shulim ma'isachel. The whole reason I'm going to sleep is because of the weekdays. There's a shiloh over here, even if you want to say that I want to take a nap Shabbos afternoon because I have a dvar mitzvah that I want to do a matzah Shabbos if you can do it. So we'll see that he brings down here from the Torah Shabbos that it's mut. However, Darach HaShulchan writes that even to say, right, I'm going to sleep now so that I can learn Torah. Matzah Shabbos considered achana from Shabbos to during the week. So you shouldn't even do that. Okay, let's start see base for a tiny drop. Another 2 minutes that we have. Achas to the shachars. After you eat shachars, koyvim midrash likris benaviim v'lidrash b'divrei Agada. They used to have a seder in the shul to go ahead and learn neviim and learn divrei Agada. But also, you're not allowed to go ahead and be misakin. Oh, I'm going to do something else then, and not go to that say that leave it. By us, now during the summer, we have shiurim later on in the day. There's other shiurim throughout. Koyve midrash, the isav midrash. Amru tayr l'knei kadosh baruch hu. The Torah said to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Rebbeinu Shalom, because you counsel Eretz Yisrael when they go into, could you counsel Yisrael Eretz when the Yidden are going to come into Eretz Yisrael? Zerotz l'kamer, zerotz l'day. This guy's going to run to his vineyard. This guy's going to run to his field. Ani matei alai. What's going to be with me? Allah yeshli zug. I have a companion for them. I have a spouse. Shani mezavik loch that I'm going to be mezavik. V'shabbos shmoi, and its name is Shabbos. Shehem b'telum alachta. That's the time that they won't be able to run to their vineyard. They won't be able to run to the field. V'yichaylum lasik bach, and they'll be able to learn. Okay, so we see that the Torah, who came with a complaint to the Rabbi Nishalem, says, what's going on? You're taking them in Eretz Yisrael. You took me out of Shemayim. You gave me to them. And now they're going to go work. They're not going to have time. What does Hashem say? No, don't worry. They'll have time. Because on Shabbos, they're going to come learn. The Ikka is that during those times he set up on Shabbos, you should teach the people halachas and what to do. L'hoiris hilcha Shabbos, to teach them hilcha Shabbos, v'asav ha'muta, what's asav, what's muta, gam l'hashku leiv ha'shem ha'goda, but you also have to make it interesting, some drash, ha'madrichas ha'da l'yir ha'shemayim, that's going to bring the people closer to Hashem, l'yir ha'shemayim, this is what Yalka resh parashat v'yakov, as the Yalka brings down in the beginning of parashat v'yakov, oh my God, v'shparach l'maisha, the Rebbeinu Shalom said to Maisha, asay l'cha kihilas g'doylas, make large groups, udoich rifneim, and darshan in front of them, barabim, in public, hilcha Shabbos. L'hoiris l'Yisrael isavahetta, to teach them the isavahetta. V'loy k'may shenahaga nachshav, not like they do now, that it's all feel-good stuff, and not the lamaisa, what they're supposed to do. Says the last Mishabur over here, two last Mishaburs here. V'asa l'kboya, says you're not allowed to go ahead and do a suda in that time. The Gemara brings down, there's three things that causes chas v'shalom somebody to lose his nechasa. V'chadminei, one of them is the kavas sedusa v'shaptim itamei min drasha. You create a suda, other events during the time of the drasha and shul. What was the reason we were giving Shabbos was so that we can learn Torah. All week we're busy with our work. We don't have time to make a kviyas and Torah. We're free. We can tackle learn Torah. I'm going to make my meal when they're having the drasha. So either make your meal before, make your meal after. This is a strong taychacha, a strong musa. They eat the meal before, but instead of going to the shir, they go for a walk. The Suda Shabbos is a mitzvah. Awesome, and they bittul tayra. Just to go for a walk, you're not allowed to do it. Now, we say, going for a walk on Shabbos, if you enjoy the walk, is considered Einik Shabbos, but it's definitely not on the same level of a mitzvah of the Suda. And the Suda, you're not allowed to do during the times. During that time. Last Mishnah Berurah over here. Suda b'Shabbos b'Ois HaShah. The lech of likviyah Suda k'mash ragol b'Ois HaShabbos. To eat something near Shabbat. You're allowed to eat something then. Just don't miss the learning. Now the simmer rate from test. If basil in your Shabbos ayin Shabbos. Then you can't reach out time Shabbos chamem chazal. Kviyah Suda oz hu m'neshi is batli yizei the Torah. You're going to be mevatel the Torah. V'meilu nishma. The Mekoshkin certainly says, Shalom Yigram Aydeze Bittel Torah, the Rabbim, you shouldn't be Mavatal the Torah, the Rabbim, the Moy, Shematsu Avesen, a Rabbim, Eza Nashir, some Razaz, Loyalum Shabbos, Pekaris, Afshayed, the Mgadol, is Fal Mincha, Lakaimas, who the Shlishes, people come, let's make an early Mincha during the time that they should be learning Torah, let's start Shalashuddas. The government should call on Jewish marriage, have seek a malumundum that cause everyone to stop learning. Kvar Omer Chazal, Omer Yaisi, hey, Chelki, me, Moshiva, Besa Madrish, but Loy, me, Mamida, Besa Madrish. I want my part to be from those who sin in the Besa Madrish, not to those who cause the people in the Besa Madrish to get up. And Loy, Shalay, Yashar, is Mamel, Tzval, Mincha, Lakaimus, with the Shish, Vigam, Kadin. You should leave enough time to Dava Mincha at the end of the day, leave enough time for Shal Shudas, but the rest of the time, yes, you're allowed, we said, you're allowed to go to sleep in the afternoon, have Einik Shabbos. But you also have to have a kviyas for learning Torah. Of course, you should not make the drasha so long that you are going to miss the suda. Okay, there's a small Ramah here, but we'll finish it up tomorrow as I am already over time.